At Bradlow's farm, the livestock enjoy free range, living together in an open field. Under an old oak tree, chickens peck for food, while pigs root around and goats graze. An audience of dairy cows listens intently while Lowe explains his love of sorghum.
It's a sweet product. All those guys, they'll tell you that's all they had, you know, before sugarcane production.
35-year-old Lowe is tall and slender, wears jeans and a surf-style t-shirt, a newsboy cap, and drinks sweet tea from a big gulp cup. He definitely does not look old enough to have a teenage daughter, but he does. He plows fields with mules, composts kitchen scraps, and tends his farm the way farmers used to. In a backfield not obvious from the gravel road, sits a young crop of sorghum.
It's quite a process.
Small enough to look unidentifiable, in 3 months the stalks will be almost 12 feet tall, towering over the volunteers that will help harvest the crop.
We'll start knocking the fodder off of it, which is the outer leaves around the stalk.
Once that's done, the stalks look like sugarcane. They'll be cut down and taken to the mill for processing.
This is the one we like to use.
The mill looks like an old cast iron block. It was built in Louisville in 1925. It's about 3 square feet and looks like it weighs a ton. It sits topped with an old cypress tree trunk, looking like a seesaw from a playground. Hanging at one end is a long leather strap. That's where Kate the mule will assume her post, walking in circles to turn the gears of the mill. 3 years ago, Lowe got the mill from his late friend David West.
We never got to the point of him showing me how to cook it, so I had 2 acres of sweet sorghum. I had no idea how to process it.
That's when Lowe reached out for help, calling 90-year-old Lewis Johnston.
Hello?
That's his thing. He's known all over his end of the community as the man that makes molasses.
Lowe spent 3 days with Mr. Johnston learning how to process sweet sorghum. Back to the mill, powered by Kate the Mule, sorghum stalks are fed through grinding gears, extracting the sweet syrup, which is taken to the furnace. The furnace is only a couple of feet tall, but about 12 feet long, with a chimney stack at the end. Built of bricks and mud, there's a stainless steel tray that covers the entire length of the furnace. The tray's slight angle allows the sorghum to travel across the fire underneath. By the time the syrup reaches the end of the tray, it's about 225 degrees, causing the syrup to thicken and change colors.
And when that molasses comes out of that spout, it's all worthwhile, you know.
The finished syrup that's not given away or eaten is bottled and sold. Processing sorghum is celebrated at Lowe's farm called Hilliard Field Organics. They host an annual sorghum festival. It's a time when volunteers come to harvest the crop, enjoy the fruits of their labor, and take note of the history that Lowe and his family are trying to preserve. Just as sorghum syrup is preserved in mason jars and glass bottles, Lowe preserves history with storytelling and celebration. And if you'd like some sorghum advice, you might best be suited to visit the Lowe's. Because if you ask Mr. Johnston, here's what he'll tell you.
The only thing I can tell you, you just have to make it.
It's something you have to practice?
Yeah, you do. You just have to practice making.
For WKMS News, I'm Heidi Couch.